The Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, in discussing the question if by what wine is there concern of Gilui, of leaving the wine uncovered and having the concern that a snake may deposit its venom in the wine, and by what wine don't we have such concern? So we find that the Gemara makes a statement in the name of Rav Ashi. Amar Rav Ashi, Yitamer HaMishashia, Peruka L'Sakanta. The Gemara tries to discover, bring rayas one way or the other, if there is a concern, if there isn't a concern by different types of wine. And the Gemara says, can we take chances when we're speaking about Sakana? So from here we see how the Halacha treats a situation of Sakanas Nefashis much more seriously than we would treat any other area of Halacha. What is the basis for this? So the Levush says that the Torah says, Hashem lecha ushma nafshecha ma'oid. The Torah says, v'nishmata ma'oid l'nafshecheichem. From here that we see, says the Levush, that the Torah is very concerned that a person should take care of himself, that he should chas v'shalom not come to a situation of sakana, and a person should avoid doing anything that could chas v'shalom create a sakana. And that's why there's a rule throughout Shas, chamira sakanta miyisura. And that's why the halacha is that not only is a person obligated to take care of himself, a person has no right to say, well, I don't care. You have no right to say so. But it's also obvious that it is the opinion of the Levush that this obligation is a din derabbanan. And the psukim are only in a smachta. The Rambam in Hilchus Ritzeach Shmiras HaNefesh Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Hey says Habit Varim Osru Chachomim Mnei Sheyesh Bem Sakonis Nefashis. There were many things that Chazal were concerned about Sakonis Nefashis. V'kol Oiv Aleim V'Omer, and anybody who transgresses and says Hareini Misakin Atzmi, well, I'm going to put myself into that situation. U'ma Lachem Olai B'Kach, and no, it's no one else's business. Or any makbehen, or I don't care, maknoise maksmardus. So again, it's obvious that the Rambam's opinion is that it's din derabbanan. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, tells us of an episode that there was a chassid that was traveling while he was on the road, and a sar, a minister, came to give him shalom. And because he was in the middle of davening, he didn't respond. When the person finished davening, he said, Reka, you empty person. Like Sibis Haraschem, doesn't it say in the Torah, Rakisham Choshma Nafshcha Ma'oid, Uksiv Nishmat Ma'oid L'Nafshe Seichem, Kshnosati L'Choshalom, when I greeted you, Loma Lo Chazarta L'Choshalom, why didn't you respond? Emi Yoisi Choytech Roishich B'Sayef, if I would have decapitated you, is there anybody would have protected you? So from here we see that the obligation to watch oneself is chiyuv d'oraisa. And that is indeed the pasuk, the opinion of the Chasam Sofer, that the obligation for one to take care of himself is a chiyuv d'oraisa. And in fact, there's another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchus Ritzeach, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Dalet, Komichshe Sheyesh by Sakonas Nefashos, anything that involves Sakonas Nefashos, Mitzvah Sasei, so here the Rambam uses the word Mitzvah Sasei L'Asiroi, Ulishomi Menu, you have to remove anything dangerous. Be careful and be very careful. Shneme yishamul chashma nafshcha. Vim loy hisser vehinef hamachshilin. Hamachshilis hamevi l'day skona. Beetle mitzvahs asay. Vavavloy sasun damin. So here we have another Rambam. Here the Rambam says that if somebody's not careful in watching himself, he's over mitzvahs asay. He's over mitzvahs loy sasay. So we have a stira in the Rambam. So there are a number of answers given to answer the stira. The Be'er HaGoyla says that it is consistent, the opinion of the Rambam, that the Isser is the Isser de Rabbanon. All that we're now, this that the Rambam quotes Psukim, is no more than a smachta. Another pshat that the Be'er HaGoyla wants to suggest is that indeed we're dealing with an issa deraisa, but this is an issa deraisa for which there is no malchus, which we actually have a precedent for, because you know throughout Shas, chatzi shir is awesome in HaTorah. It's awesome deraisa, but there is no malchus. The Tfuah Shor says that certainly it is the opinion of the Rambam that we're dealing here with an Issa Daraisa, but the Torah left it up to Chazal to tell us the parameters of this Issa Daraisa. We have a precedent for that by Cholamoid. By Cholamoid, the many Rishonim hold that the Issa Malach on Cholamoid is the Issa Daraisa, but the Torah left it up to Chazal to define what are the parameters of the Issa Deraisa. The Shem Arya wants to distinguish between a clear Sakana. A clear Sakana involves indeed an Issa Deraisa, whereas where there's a Chashash Sakana, like the case of Al Gemara, leaving water uncovered doesn't guarantee a Sakana. It only creates a Chashash that you may have a Sakana. That's a derabbanan. And that's also the opinion of Rav Moshe in Digros Moshe, Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bei Simen Ayin Vav. That even in a situation of sakana, that even in a situation of a chash sakana, we need to be concerned. And that's only the Rabbanan. When there's a certain sakana, that's an Issa Deraisa. And I saw from the Sefer State Sofim how far we have to be concerned by a sakana, where in other places we may not have to be concerned. Based on a Gemara in our daf, Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara speaks about the three different types of venom that a snake may expel from its body. And the Gemara says, the venom of a young snake sinks to the bottom, the middle age is in the middle, and the older snake floats on the top. And the Gemara says, Lamai Hilchasa, why do we have to know the different characteristic of snake venom? Says the Gemara, because for a brisa, the Tanya Chavish in his Gala, if you have a barrel of water, even if nine people drank from it, and the Gemara tells us a maisa was somebody drank. So says the state safe at stay sofim. From here we see that how far we have to be concerned by a shiloh of sakana. Because really, it's a sef. Here we have a situation of sfek sfeika. First of all, we have a sofik. Did a snake drink from this barrel of water, or did he not drink from this barrel of water? And even if he drank from this barrel of water, maybe the snake, the venom was on tap, where other people drank from. Or maybe the venom is in a part of a barrel where he's not taking water from, where this person is not taking water from. But still, since we're dealing with a situation of sakana, we don't rely on the normal principles of halacha of sfek sfeika, and we have to be machmer. Because as we began our shiur with the words, peruka l'sikanta, when it comes to sakana, we don't take any chances.